It's Wednesday, August 7th. This is The Gateway. I'm Brian Moline. Yesterday's primary election in Missouri saw the ouster of a nationally known Democrat from Congress.
This is a big defeat, I think, for progressives in St. Louis and St. Louis County. Even though Wesley Bell has often called himself part of the progressive movement.
But establishment candidates carried the day in many statewide races. We'll have an election recap coming up in just a few minutes. St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell has defeated Congresswoman Cori Bush. St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports Bell's triumph in the primary ends a bitter race between the two North County Democrats.
I am absolutely honored and humbled to be the Democratic nominee for Congress in this district.
Bell won by an unofficial margin of 51-46%. The victory caps off one of the most expensive primaries in American history. The funding was largely driven by pro-Israel groups, who took umbrage with Bush's criticism of the Israeli government. In a Tuesday night speech, Bell said he's focused on unity.
This was a tough race, and as I've said before, anyone that I ran against, they may be an opponent, but they are not an enemy.
Bell is now the second primary contestant this year to beat a member of the squad, some of Congress's most progressive legislators. I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
Bob Onder won the Republican nomination for U.S. House in Missouri's 3rd Congressional District last night. The former state senator beat fellow Republican Kurt Schaefer by more than 10,000 votes. He won with nearly 48% of the ballots cast. Onder won 60% of the votes in St. Charles County, his home county. He's poised to replace Congressman Blaine Lukemeyer in November, since a majority of the 16-county district is Republican. Democrat Bethany Mann is the district's other nominee. Lucas Kuntz easily won the Democratic primary for Missouri Senate last night and will take on incumbent Senator Josh Hawley. As Sam Zeff reports, it didn't take long for debate challenges to be issued by both candidates.
A few minutes after Kuntz was declared the winner, Hawley took to the social media platform X to challenge him to a debate at the Missouri State Fair next Thursday in Sedalia. Lincoln Douglas style, Hawley wrote. Kuntz went up the incumbent and said he'll be in Sedalia if Hawley agrees to 4 televised debates.
We want debates that everyone in Missouri can watch, not just on some trailer in the middle of a field on a Thursday morning.
Both men have a lot of money for the coming campaign. FEC reports show Hawley with $8.8 million in the bank and Kuntz with $5.7 million. I'm Sam Zeff.
Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe is the Republican nominee for Missouri governor. As St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg reports, Kehoe's victory Tuesday night was a win for more moderate Republicans.
Kehoe won the Republican primary with about 39% of the vote. Of the top 3 candidates running, Kehoe is the most like current Governor Mike Parson. He appointed Kehoe as lieutenant governor in 2018 and endorsed him this year. Kehoe has pushed back on the notion that he isn't conservative enough, which was an attack lobbed against him by some fellow Republicans throughout the campaign. After declaring victory Tuesday night, Kehoe spoke with his supporters about unity.
The future of Missouri is too important for a Republican Party to be reduced to finger-pointing and name-calling. We have to join together if we're going to defeat our common enemy.
Kehoe will now face Democratic nominee Crystal Quaid in the November election. In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg, St. Louis Public Radio.
Several currently serving Republican officials fended off challengers during Tuesday's primary ahead of the November election. Attorney General Andrew Bailey held off challenger Will Scharf Tuesday night, progressing his first official run for office after his appointment in 2022 by Governor Mike Parson. Vivek Malik won the Republican nomination for state treasurer in his attempt to earn his first 4-year term as treasurer. State Senator Denny Hoskins emerged victorious out of a busy race for the Republican nomination for Secretary of State. Republican candidate for Governor Dave Wasinger claimed victory in a crowded race for his party's nomination, finishing the evening with roughly 31% of the vote, narrowly defeating Lincoln Huff, who earned 30% of the vote. Missouri voters rejected Amendment 1, which would have given state legislators the power to exempt child care providers from property taxes. As Anna Spidel reports, lawmakers hoped it would have allowed them to craft legislation to address child care deserts.
The Missouri Constitution requires voters to approve all new property tax exemptions before they can be made law, meaning that lawmakers still can't write or even propose legislation to exempt child care providers from property taxes without asking Missouri voters yet again. Republican Senator Travis Fitzwater of Holt Summit introduced the amendment, saying he hoped it would have allowed lawmakers to craft legislation aimed to address child care deserts by decreasing cost burdens for child care providers. Now, lawmakers must decide whether or not they'll try to bring the question of property tax exemptions for child care providers before Missouri voters once again. Senator Fitzwater did not immediately respond to requests for comment regarding his next steps. I'm Anna Speidel.
Meanwhile, voters approved Amendment 4, which requires Kansas City to increase the minimum threshold for funding its police department. Ernie Trakas will not return to the St. Louis County Council for a third term. Michael Archer, an attorney from Oakville, defeated Trakas 52% to 48% in Tuesday's Republican primary. For the 6th District. Archer outraised Trakas and had more GOP endorsements, but he says his promise to be accessible pushed him to victory.
So many times on the campaign trail, I would hear that, oh, I have tried to call Ernie Trakas 3 months now, or I have sent him an email and it's gone unanswered.
In the other contested council races, incumbent Shalonda Webb handily defeated Rochelle Walton Gray in the Democratic primary for the 4th District. In the Democratic race for the open 2nd District seat, former State Representative Gretchen Bangert beat Nicole Greer by 110 votes. The Missouri races for U.S. Senate, governor, and other statewide offices are now set after yesterday's election. The races saw both establishment candidates win and upsets of the status quo. St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan Aull sat down with our political correspondent Jason Rosenbaum to talk about the primary election results.
Jason, the big news out of Election Day was in the 1st District, and we're going to have a new congressperson.
Very likely. Wesley Bell, the St. Louis County prosecutor, defeated incumbent Congresswoman Cori Bush by about 6 percentage points. Bell ended up winning the St. Louis County portion of the district pretty substantially. And even though Bush ended up winning the city of St. Louis, it wasn't nearly enough to overcome Bell's margin. This is a big defeat, I think, for progressives in St. Louis and St. Louis County. Even though Wesley Bell has often called himself part of the progressive movement, a lot of people that don't particularly like that faction were getting behind his candidacy because they clearly saw him as the best chance to take out Congresswoman Bush, and they were correct.
Was it outside money that won it for Bell?
I think Bell would say that it was hard work and grit and determination, and also a message about how he will be more effective for the St. Louis region. But it is unquestionable that pro-Israel groups who spent millions of dollars in this race had a major impact. Groups like the United Democracy Project, which is the political arm of AIPAC, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, they spent like at least $9 million. And we haven't looked at like the township results in St. Louis County, but that had to have mobilized voters against Bush in a pretty significant way, given that she won both the city and the county by a huge margin just 2 years ago.
And we now know who's going to be running for governor in November.
We do. The very competitive Republican gubernatorial race was won by Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe. This was expensive. This was contentious. And it was really kind of unknown how this was going to end up between Kehoe, State Senator Bill Eigel, and Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft. But Kehoe had the most money. He had like almost uniform endorsements from agriculture groups and law enforcement groups. So in some respects, this is an example of having the best funded and best organized campaign won the day. On the Democratic side, House Minority Leader Christo Quaid defeated Mike Hamra, a businessman from Springfield, pretty handily. So it will be a Quaid-Kehoe general election. I think that Quaid has an uphill battle ahead of her. Kehoe, while very conservative, is seen as more palatable than either Eigel or Ashcroft. But stranger things have happened in Missouri politics, and we'll just have to see what happens.
Governor Mike Parson is leaving office because of term limits, but it was a great day for people he endorsed yesterday.
It absolutely was. Not only did Kehoe win, but also State Treasurer Vivek Malik won pretty resoundingly, and Attorney General Andrew Bailey won by a huge margin over St. Louis County Attorney Will Scharf. I think that one of the questions going into this election was whether Parson was still popular among Republicans. He clearly was a consequential governor, but he has faced so much criticism from the right flank of his party. I think Tuesday showed that the governor is not as toxic as people like Bill Eigel or the Freedom Caucus may want to portray him as.
That was St. Louis Public Radio political correspondent Jason Rosenbaum speaking with Jonathan Aull. And Jonathan also edited that report. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Brian Moline, in for Abby Larico.